The Social Construction of Race by Leslie Houts Picca and Joe R. Fegan. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary: The Social Construction of Race by Leslie Houts Picca and Joe R. Fegan is a comprehensive exploration of the concept of race and its implications in the United States. The authors argue that race is a social construct, created and maintained by powerful institutions and individuals in order to maintain power and privilege. They examine the history of race in the United States, from the colonial period to the present day, and explore how race has been used to justify and perpetuate inequality. The authors also discuss the ways in which race has been used to divide people and create a hierarchy of power and privilege. They argue that race is not a biological reality, but rather a social construct that has been used to oppress and marginalize certain groups of people. The authors also discuss the ways in which race has been used to create and maintain systems of privilege and oppression, and how these systems can be challenged and dismantled. Finally, the authors provide a framework for understanding and addressing the issue of race in the United States. The book begins by exploring the history of race in the United States, from the colonial period to the present day. The authors discuss how race has been used to justify and perpetuate inequality, and how it has been used to divide people and create a hierarchy of power and privilege. They also discuss the ways in which race has been used to create and maintain systems of privilege and oppression, and how these systems can be challenged and dismantled. The authors then provide a framework for understanding and addressing the issue of race in the United States. They discuss the importance of recognizing the social construction of race, and the need to challenge and dismantle systems of privilege and oppression. They also discuss the importance of creating a more equitable and just society, and the need to recognize and address the ways in which race has been used to oppress and marginalize certain groups of people. The Social Construction of Race is an important and timely book that provides an in-depth exploration of the concept of race and its implications in the United States. The authors provide a comprehensive and accessible overview of the history of race in the United States, and discuss the ways in which race has been used to create and maintain systems of privilege and oppression. They also provide a framework for understanding and addressing the issue of race in the United States, and discuss the importance of recognizing the social construction of race and the need to challenge and dismantle systems of privilege and oppression. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in understanding the history and implications of race in the United States. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Race is a social construct. Race is a concept created by society to categorize people based on physical characteristics, such as skin color, and to assign them certain social roles. This concept has been used to justify discrimination and oppression throughout history. Race is a social construct that has been used to categorize people and assign them certain social roles. It is based on physical characteristics such as skin color, and has been used to justify discrimination and oppression throughout history. This concept has been used to create and maintain systems of power and privilege, and to deny certain groups of people access to resources and opportunities. It has also been used to create and maintain divisions between people, and to create a hierarchy of power and privilege. The concept of race is a social construct that has been used to create and maintain systems of inequality. It has been used to deny certain groups of people access to resources and opportunities, and to create and maintain divisions between people. It has also been used to create a hierarchy of power and privilege, and to justify discrimination and oppression. Race is a social construct that has been used to create and maintain systems of inequality, and it is important to recognize and challenge these systems in order to create a more equitable and just society. Main idea number 2. Race is a tool of power. Race has been used as a tool of power by those in positions of authority to maintain their dominance over certain groups of people. This has been done through laws, policies, and practices that have disadvantaged certain racial groups. Race has been used as a tool of power by those in positions of authority to maintain their dominance over certain groups of people. This has been done through laws, policies, and practices that have disadvantaged certain racial groups. For example, the Jim Crow laws in the United States were designed to keep African Americans in a subordinate position to whites. These laws included segregation in public places, unequal access to education, and restrictions on voting rights. Similarly, in South Africa, the apartheid system was used to maintain white supremacy over the majority black population. This system included laws that segregated public spaces, limited economic opportunities, and restricted political rights. The use of race as a tool of power has also been seen in the workplace. Studies have shown that people of color are often passed over for promotions and higher-paying jobs, even when they are equally qualified as their white counterparts. This is due to the fact that employers often have implicit biases that lead them to favor white applicants over people of color. Additionally, people of color are often paid less than their white counterparts, even when they have the same qualifications and experience. The use of race as a tool of power has had a long-lasting impact on society. It has created a system of inequality that has been difficult to overcome. People of color have faced discrimination and oppression for centuries, and this has had a profound effect on their lives. It has limited their access to resources, opportunities, and economic security. In order to create a more equitable society, it is important to recognize the ways in which race has been used as a tool of power and to work to dismantle the systems of oppression that have been created as a result. Main idea number 3. Race is a form of social control. Race has been used to control certain groups of people by limiting their access to resources, opportunities, and rights. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race has been used as a tool of social control for centuries. It has been used to limit access to resources, opportunities, and rights for certain groups of people, while granting them to others. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority, and to ensure that certain groups remain in a subordinate position. This has been done through a variety of means, including laws, policies, and practices that have been designed to limit the rights and opportunities of certain groups. It has also been done through the use of stereotypes and other forms of discrimination that have been used to limit the access of certain groups to resources, opportunities, and rights. The effects of this form of social control have been far-reaching and long-lasting. It has resulted in the marginalization of certain groups, and has led to disparities in access to resources, opportunities, and rights. This has had a profound impact on the lives of those affected, and has resulted in a wide range of negative outcomes, including poverty, poor health, and limited educational and economic opportunities. It has also had a significant impact on the overall social and economic structure of society, as those in positions of power have been able to maintain their positions of authority. The idea of race as a form of social control is an important one, and it is one that has been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority for centuries. It is an idea that has had a profound impact on the lives of those affected, and it is one that must be addressed in order to create a more equitable and just society. Main idea number 4. Race is a form of social stratification. Race has been used to stratify society into different racial groups, with certain groups having more power and privilege than others. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race has been used as a tool of social stratification for centuries. It has been used to create a hierarchy of power and privilege, with certain racial groups having more access to resources and opportunities than others. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority, and to ensure that certain groups remain in positions of power and privilege. This has resulted in a system of racial inequality, where certain racial groups are disadvantaged and marginalized, while others are privileged and advantaged. This system of racial stratification has been used to maintain the status quo and to ensure that those in power remain in power. This system of racial stratification has had a profound impact on society, creating a system of racial inequality that has been difficult to overcome. It has resulted in disparities in access to resources, opportunities, and quality of life for certain racial groups. This has had a lasting impact on society, and has resulted in a system of racial injustice that has been difficult to address. Race is a form of social stratification that has been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority and to ensure that certain groups remain in positions of power and privilege. This has resulted in a system of racial inequality that has been difficult to overcome and has had a lasting impact on society. Main idea number 5. Race is a form of social identity. Race has been used to create a sense of identity and belonging for certain groups of people. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race is a powerful form of social identity that has been used to create a sense of belonging and solidarity among certain groups of people. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority, as well as to create a sense of division and inequality between different racial groups. Race has been used to create a hierarchy of power and privilege, with those in positions of authority having more access to resources and opportunities than those in lower positions. This has resulted in a system of racial oppression and discrimination that has been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. The social construction of race has been used to create a sense of identity and belonging for certain groups of people. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority, as well as to create a sense of division and inequality between different racial groups. Race has been used to create a hierarchy of power and privilege, with those in positions of authority having more access to resources and opportunities than those in lower positions. This has resulted in a system of racial oppression and discrimination that has been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. The social construction of race has also been used to create a sense of otherness and exclusion for certain groups of people. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority, as well as to create a sense of division and inequality between different racial groups. This has resulted in a system of racial oppression and discrimination that has been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. The social construction of race has had a profound impact on the lives of people of color. It has been used to create a sense of identity and belonging for certain groups of people, while also creating a sense of otherness and exclusion for those who do not fit into the dominant racial categories. This has resulted in a system of racial oppression and discrimination that has been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Main idea number 6. Race is a form of social exclusion. Race has been used to exclude certain groups of people from certain resources, opportunities, and rights. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race has been used as a tool of social exclusion for centuries. It has been used to deny certain groups of people access to resources, opportunities, and rights. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority and to keep certain groups of people from achieving their full potential. This exclusion has been seen in the form of segregation, unequal access to education, employment, and housing, and the denial of civil rights. It has also been seen in the form of discrimination, prejudice, and violence. This exclusion has had a profound impact on the lives of those who have been excluded, and it has had a lasting effect on society as a whole. The social construction of race has been used to justify this exclusion. It has been used to create a hierarchy of power and privilege, with those in positions of authority at the top and those who have been excluded at the bottom. This hierarchy has been used to maintain the status quo and to keep certain groups of people from achieving their full potential. It has also been used to create a sense of otherness and to create a divide between those who are in positions of power and those who are not. The social exclusion of certain groups of people based on race is a form of oppression and injustice. It is a form of discrimination that has had a profound impact on the lives of those who have been excluded. It is a form of exclusion that must be addressed in order to create a more equitable and just society. It is a form of exclusion that must be challenged and dismantled in order to create a more inclusive and equitable society. Main idea number 7. Race is a form of social inequality. Race has been used to create and maintain inequality between different racial groups. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race has been used to create and maintain social inequality for centuries. This has been done through a variety of means, including laws, policies, and practices that have been designed to limit the rights and opportunities of certain racial groups. For example, in the United States, Laws such as the Jim Crow laws and the Indian Removal Act were designed to limit the rights of African Americans and Native Americans, respectively. These laws were used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority and to ensure that certain racial groups were kept in a subordinate position. In addition to laws, policies, and practices, race has also been used to create and maintain social inequality through the use of stereotypes and other forms of discrimination. Stereotypes about certain racial groups have been used to justify discrimination and to create a sense of superiority among those in positions of power. This has resulted in unequal access to resources, opportunities, and power for certain racial groups. The social construction of race has been used to create and maintain social inequality for centuries. This has been done through a variety of means, including laws, policies, and practices that have been designed to limit the rights and opportunities of certain racial groups. It is important to recognize the role that race has played in creating and maintaining social inequality in order to better understand the current state of race relations and to work towards creating a more equitable society. Main idea number 8. Race is a form of social injustice. Race has been used to create and maintain injustice for certain groups of people. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race has been used to create and maintain social injustice for centuries. This has been done through a variety of means, including laws, policies, and practices that have been designed to limit the rights and opportunities of certain groups of people. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority, and to ensure that certain groups remain disadvantaged and marginalized. This has resulted in a system of racial inequality that has been difficult to overcome and has had a lasting impact on the lives of those affected by it. This system of racial injustice has been perpetuated through a variety of means, including the criminal justice system, education, employment, housing, and healthcare. This has resulted in a system of racial inequality that has been difficult to overcome and has had a lasting impact on the lives of those affected by it. This system of racial injustice has been further perpetuated by the media, which has often portrayed certain groups in a negative light, and has perpetuated stereotypes and prejudices. The effects of this system of racial injustice have been far-reaching, and have had a lasting impact on the lives of those affected by it. This has resulted in a system of racial inequality that has been difficult to overcome, and has had a lasting impact on the lives of those affected by it. This system of racial injustice has been perpetuated through a variety of means, and has had a lasting impact on the lives of those affected by it. In order to address this system of racial injustice, it is important to recognize the ways in which it has been perpetuated, and to work to dismantle the systems and structures that have been created to maintain it. This includes working to create policies and practices that are equitable and just, and that promote the rights and opportunities of all people. It also includes working to challenge and dismantle the stereotypes and prejudices that have been perpetuated through the media and other forms of communication. Main idea number 9. Race is a form of racialization. Race has been used to racialize certain groups of people, assigning them certain characteristics and roles. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race is a form of racialization, which is the process of assigning certain characteristics and roles to certain groups of people. This process has been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority by creating a hierarchy of power and privilege. This hierarchy is based on the idea that certain racial groups are superior to others and that those in power are the most superior. This has been used to justify the oppression of certain racial groups and to maintain the status quo. It has also been used to create a system of racial segregation, where certain racial groups are denied access to certain resources and opportunities. This has had a profound impact on the lives of those who are racialized, as it has limited their access to education, employment, housing, and other resources. Racialization has also been used to create a system of racial stereotypes, which are used to further marginalize certain racial groups. These stereotypes are often based on false assumptions and are used to justify the oppression of certain racial groups. This has had a negative impact on the self-esteem of those who are racialized, as they are often seen as inferior and are treated as such. This has also had a negative impact on the way that certain racial groups are viewed by society, as they are often seen as inferior and are treated as such. Racialization is a powerful tool that has been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. It has been used to create a system of racial inequality, where certain racial groups are denied access to certain resources and opportunities. This has had a profound impact on the lives of those who are racialized, as it has limited their access to education, employment, housing, and other resources. It is important to recognize the power of racialization and to work towards dismantling the systems of oppression that it has created. Main idea number 10. Race is a form of racial discrimination. Race has been used to discriminate against certain groups of people. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race has been used as a tool of discrimination for centuries. It has been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority, and to deny certain groups of people access to resources, opportunities, and rights. This form of racial discrimination has been seen in the form of segregation, unequal access to education, employment, and housing, and the criminalization of certain racial groups. It has also been seen in the form of racial profiling, hate crimes, and the unequal application of the law. Racial discrimination has been used to create and maintain a system of inequality and oppression. This system has been used to deny certain groups of people access to resources, opportunities, and rights. It has also been used to create and maintain a system of privilege and power for those in positions of authority. This system of inequality and oppression has been seen in the form of segregation, unequal access to education, employment, and housing, and the criminalization of certain racial groups. Racial discrimination is a form of oppression that has been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. It has been used to deny certain groups of people access to resources, opportunities, and rights. This form of oppression has been seen in the form of segregation, unequal access to education, employment, and housing, and the criminalization of certain racial groups. It has also been seen in the form of racial profiling, hate crimes, and the unequal application of the law. Main idea number 11. Race is a form of racial oppression. Race has been used to oppress certain groups of people. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race has been used as a tool of oppression for centuries. It has been used to justify the subjugation of certain groups of people and to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. This has been done through a variety of means, including laws, policies, and practices that have disadvantaged certain racial and ethnic groups. For example, the United States has a long history of racial segregation, which has been used to limit the opportunities available to African Americans and other minority groups. Similarly, the Jim Crow laws of the late 19th and early 20th centuries were designed to keep African Americans from exercising their rights as citizens. Racial oppression has also been used to deny certain groups access to resources and opportunities. This has been done through discriminatory practices such as redlining, which has been used to deny certain racial and ethnic groups access to housing and other resources. Additionally, racial oppression has been used to deny certain groups access to education, employment, and other opportunities. This has been done through practices such as job discrimination, which has been used to deny certain racial and ethnic groups access to certain jobs. Racial oppression has also been used to deny certain groups access to political power. This has been done through practices such as voter suppression, which has been used to deny certain racial and ethnic groups access to the ballot box. Additionally, racial oppression has been used to deny certain groups access to the criminal justice system. This has been done through practices such as racial profiling, which has been used to target certain racial and ethnic groups for police scrutiny. Racial oppression is a form of systemic racism that has been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. It has been used to deny certain groups access to resources, opportunities, and political power. This has had a profound impact on the lives of those affected by it, and it is an issue that must be addressed in order to create a more equitable society. Main idea number 12. Race is a form of racial segregation. Race has been used to segregate certain groups of people. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race has been used as a tool of segregation for centuries. It has been used to create and maintain power structures that favor certain groups of people over others. This has been done through a variety of means, including laws, policies, and practices that limit access to resources, opportunities, and rights. This has resulted in a system of racial segregation that has had a profound impact on the lives of people of color. Racial segregation has been used to limit the economic, political, and social opportunities of people of color. This has resulted in a system of inequality that has been difficult to overcome. It has also been used to create and maintain a system of racial hierarchy that privileges those in positions of power. This has resulted in a system of oppression that has been difficult to dismantle. Racial segregation has been used to create and maintain a system of racial inequality that has had a profound impact on the lives of people of color. This has resulted in a system of oppression that has been difficult to overcome. It has also been used to create and maintain a system of racial hierarchy that privileges those in positions of power. This has resulted in a system of inequality that has been difficult to dismantle. Racial segregation has been used to create and maintain a system of racial inequality that has had a profound impact on the lives of people of color. This has resulted in a system of oppression that has been difficult to overcome. It has also been used to create and maintain a system of racial hierarchy that privileges those in positions of power. This has resulted in a system of inequality that has been difficult to dismantle. Racial segregation has been used to create and maintain a system of racial inequality that has had a profound impact on the lives of people of color. This has resulted in a system of oppression that has been difficult to overcome. It has also been used to create and maintain a system of racial hierarchy that privileges those in positions of power. This has resulted in a system of inequality that has been difficult to dismantle. Racial segregation has had a long-lasting and damaging effect on the lives of people of color. It has been used to create and maintain a system of racial inequality that has been difficult to overcome. It has also been used to create and maintain a system of racial hierarchy that privileges those in positions of power. This has resulted in a system of oppression that has been difficult to dismantle. Main idea number 13. Race is a form of racial violence. Race has been used to commit violence against certain groups of people. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race has been used as a tool of violence throughout history. It has been used to oppress and marginalize certain groups of people, while privileging others. This has been done in order to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Racial violence can take many forms, from physical violence to psychological and emotional abuse. It can also manifest itself in the form of institutional racism, which is the systematic discrimination of certain groups of people based on their race. This can be seen in the form of unequal access to resources, education, and employment opportunities. Racial violence is not only a physical act, but also a psychological one. It can be seen in the form of microaggressions, which are subtle forms of discrimination that can be experienced on a daily basis. These can include comments or jokes that are based on stereotypes or assumptions about a person's race. Racial violence can also be seen in the form of hate speech, which is the use of language to express hatred or prejudice towards a certain group of people. Racial violence is a form of oppression that has been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. It is a form of violence that has been used to oppress and marginalize certain groups of people, while privileging others. It is a form of violence that has been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority and to keep certain groups of people from achieving their full potential. Main idea number 14. Race is a form of racial exploitation. Race has been used to exploit certain groups of people. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race has been used as a tool of exploitation throughout history. It has been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority, and to deny certain groups of people access to resources, opportunities, and rights. This has been done through a variety of means, such as the creation of laws and policies that favor certain racial groups, the use of violence and intimidation to keep certain groups in a subordinate position, and the use of economic and social systems that benefit some groups while disadvantaging others. The effects of racial exploitation are far-reaching and long-lasting. It has resulted in the marginalization of certain racial groups, the perpetuation of racial stereotypes, and the creation of a system of racial inequality that is still present in many parts of the world today. Racial exploitation has also been used to justify and legitimize the oppression of certain groups, and to deny them access to resources, opportunities, and rights. The Social Construction of Race by Leslie Houts Picca and Joe R. Feagan provides an in-depth look at the history of racial exploitation and its effects on society. It examines how race has been used to maintain power and privilege, and how it has been used to deny certain groups access to resources, opportunities, and rights. The book also looks at how race has been used to justify and legitimize oppression, and how it has been used to create a system of racial inequality that still exists today. Main idea number 15. Race is a form of racial prejudice. Race has been used to create and maintain prejudice against certain groups of people. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race has been used as a tool to create and maintain prejudice against certain groups of people. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority, and to ensure that certain groups remain disadvantaged and marginalized. This form of racial prejudice is based on the idea that certain racial or ethnic groups are inherently inferior to others, and that they should be treated differently as a result. This has been used to justify discrimination, segregation, and other forms of oppression. It has also been used to create and maintain systems of privilege and power, where certain groups are given preferential treatment and access to resources. This form of racial prejudice is deeply embedded in our society, and it has been used to create and maintain systems of inequality. It has been used to deny certain groups access to education, employment, housing, and other resources. It has also been used to create and maintain stereotypes and prejudices about certain groups of people. This form of racial prejudice is damaging and has had a long-lasting impact on our society. It is important to recognize and challenge this form of racial prejudice in order to create a more equitable and just society. We must work to dismantle systems of privilege and power, and to create opportunities for all people to thrive. We must also work to challenge and dismantle stereotypes and prejudices about certain groups of people. Only then can we create a society that is truly equitable and just for all. Main idea number 16. Race is a form of racial stereotyping. Race has been used to create and maintain stereotypes about certain groups of people. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race has been used to create and maintain stereotypes about certain groups of people for centuries. These stereotypes have been used to justify the power of those in positions of authority, and to maintain the status quo. Stereotypes about race have been used to deny certain groups of people access to resources, opportunities, and rights. They have been used to create a system of oppression and discrimination that has been difficult to overcome. Racial stereotypes have been used to create a false sense of superiority and inferiority among different racial groups. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority, and to keep certain groups of people from achieving their full potential. Racial stereotypes have been used to deny certain groups of people access to education, employment, and other resources. They have been used to create a system of oppression and discrimination that has been difficult to overcome. Racial stereotypes have been used to create a false sense of security and fear among different racial groups. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority, and to keep certain groups of people from challenging the status quo. Racial stereotypes have been used to deny certain groups of people access to justice, safety, and other rights. They have been used to create a system of oppression and discrimination that has been difficult to overcome. Racial stereotyping is a form of discrimination that has been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. It has been used to deny certain groups of people access to resources, opportunities, and rights. It has been used to create a system of oppression and discrimination that has been difficult to overcome. It is important to recognize the power of racial stereotypes and to work to dismantle them in order to create a more equitable and just society. Main idea number 17. Race is a form of racial hierarchy. Race has been used to create and maintain a hierarchy of racial groups. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race has been used to create and maintain a hierarchy of racial groups for centuries. This hierarchy is based on the idea that some racial groups are superior to others, and that those in positions of power should maintain their dominance. This has been done through a variety of means, including laws, policies, and social norms that privilege certain racial groups over others. For example, in the United States, laws such as the Jim Crow laws and the Indian Removal Act of 1830 were used to maintain the power of white people over people of color. Similarly, policies such as redlining and the exclusion of certain racial groups from certain neighborhoods have been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. This racial hierarchy has had a profound impact on the lives of people of color. It has resulted in unequal access to resources, opportunities, and power. People of color have been denied access to education, employment, housing, and other basic rights. This has resulted in a lack of economic and political power, which has further perpetuated the racial hierarchy. The racial hierarchy has also had a psychological impact on people of color. It has created feelings of inferiority and insecurity, and has led to the internalization of negative stereotypes. This has resulted in a lack of self-esteem and a sense of powerlessness. The racial hierarchy is a powerful tool that has been used to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. It has had a profound impact on the lives of people of color, and has resulted in unequal access to resources, opportunities, and power. It is important to recognize the impact of this hierarchy and to work towards dismantling it in order to create a more equitable society. Main idea number 18. Race is a form of racial marginalization. Race has been used to marginalize certain groups of people. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race has been used as a tool of oppression and marginalization for centuries. It has been used to create and maintain systems of power and privilege that benefit some groups of people while disadvantaging others. This has been done through a variety of means, including laws, policies, and practices that limit access to resources, opportunities, and rights. It has also been done through the perpetuation of stereotypes and negative images of certain racial and ethnic groups. These stereotypes and images have been used to justify discrimination and to create a sense of inferiority among those who are marginalized. Marginalization based on race has had a profound impact on individuals and communities. It has resulted in unequal access to education, employment, housing, and other resources. It has also led to higher rates of poverty, incarceration, and health disparities among marginalized groups. These disparities are often compounded by other forms of oppression, such as sexism, homophobia, and ableism. The effects of racial marginalization are far-reaching and long-lasting. It is important to recognize the ways in which race has been used to marginalize certain groups of people and to take steps to address the systemic inequalities that have been created. This includes challenging stereotypes and negative images, advocating for policies that promote equity and inclusion, and working to create a more just and equitable society. Main idea number 19. Race is a form of racialization of poverty. Race has been used to racialize poverty, assigning certain groups of people to certain economic classes. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race has been used to create and maintain economic inequality. This process of racialization of poverty has been used to assign certain groups of people to certain economic classes, and to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. This has been done through a variety of means, such as discriminatory hiring practices, redlining, and other forms of institutional racism. These practices have resulted in a system of economic inequality that is based on race, and has been used to keep certain groups of people in poverty. This racialization of poverty has had a long-lasting impact on the economic opportunities available to certain groups of people. It has resulted in a system of economic inequality that is based on race and has been used to keep certain groups of people in poverty. This has had a devastating effect on the economic prospects of those affected and has resulted in a cycle of poverty that is difficult to break. The racialization of poverty is a form of structural racism, and it is an issue that needs to be addressed in order to create a more equitable society. It is important to recognize the ways in which race has been used to create and maintain economic inequality, and to work towards dismantling the systems that perpetuate this inequality. Only then can we create a society that is truly equitable and just for all. Main idea number 20. Race is a form of racialization of wealth. Race has been used to racialize wealth, assigning certain groups of people to certain economic classes. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. Race has been used to racialize wealth, assigning certain groups of people to certain economic classes. This has been done to maintain the power of those in positions of authority. This has been done through a variety of means, such as the creation of laws that limit the economic opportunities of certain racial groups, or the use of discriminatory hiring practices. This has resulted in a system of racialized wealth, where certain racial groups are more likely to be in poverty, while others are more likely to be in positions of wealth and power. This has had a profound effect on the economic and social landscape of the United States, and has been a major factor in the perpetuation of racial inequality. The racialization of wealth has also been used to create a system of privilege and power. Those in positions of power have been able to use their wealth and influence to maintain their positions of authority. This has been done through the use of political influence, access to resources, and the ability to control the narrative around race. This has resulted in a system where those in positions of power are able to maintain their positions of authority, while those in positions of poverty are unable to access the same resources and opportunities. The racialization of wealth has had a profound effect on the economic and social landscape of the United States. It has resulted in a system of inequality, where certain racial groups are more likely to be in poverty, while others are more likely to be in positions of wealth and power. This has had a major impact on the ability of certain racial groups to access resources and opportunities, and has been a major factor in the perpetuation of racial inequality.